Good morning. My name is Caitlin, and I am a student taking a health science class during my senior year. Today, my podcast will be about preventing type 2 diabetes. First, we will be discussing the dietary necessities that will be needed to be set in place to prevent or stop diabetes from onset. A low-carb diet will first need to be addressed and started as soon as possible. A low-carb diet consists of a low intake of carbohydrates and a higher intake of healthy fats. Also, it minimizes your starch and sugar intake. The low-carb diet consists of eating vegetables that were grown above the ground, such as cauliflower, avocado, broccoli, kale, spinach, asparagus, lettuce, and tomatoes. As well as you should eat fruits such as strawberries, raspberries, apples, oranges, and pears. Eggs that are rich in omega-6, a fatty acid, should be consumed as well. Eating foods that are high in healthy fats are avocados, dark chocolate, extra virgin olive oil, nuts, chai seeds, and whole eggs go along with this low-carb diet. Besides reducing your carb intake, you should also reduce your portion size. Meat should be consumed in 3 ounces or less per meal, and they should be organic, and red meat cuts should be more lean. Each day you should be intaking 60 to 90 grams of protein, 6 ounces or 3/4 of a cup of grain, and 2.5 to 6.5 cups of fruits and vegetables daily. Your daily sodium or salt intake should be around 2,300 milligrams or a teaspoon in amount. Saturated fat should only be 140 calories or 16 grams a day. Sugar should be limited to 100 calories for women and 150 calories for men. Choose to drink unsweetened tea or unsugared coffee instead of sodas. You should also be consuming half your body weight in ounces of water a day. If you weigh 150 pounds, then you should be drinking 75 ounces of water. If you weigh 100, then 50. Tracking your calories also helps you stay in line with your diet. Women's daily calorie count, on average, should not exceed more than 2,000 calories, and men's should not exceed more than 2,500 calories. Each meal should be 450 to 500 calories for women and 600 to 650 for men, with 200 calorie snacks in between meals. Avoid drinking your calories. It will not satisfy your hunger, and it will also takes away your calories. Avoid options like a meal replacement drink or a milkshake, and even diet sodas. Snack on veggies, fruits, or nuts instead of bags of chips. Most importantly, eat slowly. It takes 20 minutes for your stomach to send a signal that it is full. Take your time during meals, and your portions will reduce naturally. Next, exercise. Exercise is key. Getting active for a minimum of 30 minutes for 5 days a week will help you also reduce your portion size and make you feel better. Even if you go to the mall and walk around, that is getting active. Walking is a great way to start being active. You can work your way up to running or to more active activities. The third and final thing you need to do to prevent diabetes is to monitor your weight daily. If not daily, every 2 days will work. Normally, BMI is in the range from 18.5 to 24.9, and you should aim to be in this range. If you are overweight, your BMI is in the 25 to 29.9 range, and you should drop your weight from 5% to 14%. If your BMI is 30 or more, then you are considered obese, and you should reduce your weight by 15 to 25%. Each week, you should lose around 2.5 pounds a week to be considered a healthy weight loss, but it differs for some people depending on how strict of a low-carb diet you go on. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I hope this really helps you become educated on how to prevent type 2 diabetes from onset. Have a good day.